One of my favorite passages in our scriptures is this passage of the dry bones in that valley and that prophet and God and the imagery that comes up from it. But each time I approach it, I find new things within the midst of it. So this morning, as we spend a little bit of time looking at what was it going on here, let's hope we see it with fresh new eyes. Because as it begins with the Lord coming to Ezekiel in a vision. And before the Lord says anything to him, he brings Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. And they walk through it. And they walk around it. And I imagine this might not have just been one of those quick 3-mile jaunts in 20 minutes. The Lord spent a lot of time with Ezekiel walking through that valley of dry bones. And then they might have had to be careful, like kind of walking and putting in the knives and forks that you didn't step on one. Ezekiel wouldn't want to step on one of those dry bones, so it'd have to be a careful walk. But after they have finished the walk, and he sees the many that are there, the vast multitude of them, and he sees how very dry they are. He probably doesn't even grab one because it would probably turn to dust. They're so dry. That's when the Lord speaks to him and says, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel's answer, "O Lord God, you know." Ezekiel's very aware he has no idea. Ezekiel's very aware his human answer would be, "No way. Come on. If I stepped on them, they'd turn to dust." But he knows everything is possible with God. So then God tells Ezekiel what he's going to do. He has shown Ezekiel the field he has to work with and said, "Ezekiel, this is what I want you to do." He says, "I want you to prophesy over these bones. And this is what I want you to say. I want you to tell those bones." Now, did any of you think, "But how can they hear?" "But I want you to tell those bones that I am going to bring breath into them and they will live. That I'm going to put flesh and muscle and bone together and they will live. And that they shall know that I, the Lord, did this. I want you to go and do that." So he does. He does just as he's commanded to do. And then it tells us there's this rattling noise. Can you imagine what that sounded like? Just for a moment, kind of think about all of those bones suddenly coming together. All the clicking and clanging and as the body suddenly, every single body becomes upright. You know, it'd be a great special effect on the movie to hear and see that. Only this is God doing God's miraculous effects, putting those bodies together. But they're still dead. They're still dead. They've got flesh, they've got skin, they've got muscle, but they're still dead until he tells Ezekiel to once again breathe into them. No, he doesn't, does he? He tells Ezekiel to call the breath, that the breath will come over them and in them, and they will live. That vision was simply for Ezekiel, for the messenger. The messenger had to understand the message he was going to give to a people. The messenger had to understand that God was going to do this very thing to the people of Israel. But first, he wanted the messenger to be clear about the level of hope that God had in store. That Ezekiel, "If I can make dry bones live, I can restore Israel. But you need to be my messenger. And this is the message you're going to send." And so then that's his concluding time with Israel, with Ezekiel, in this time of being Ezekiel up in the spirit. He tells them, "The reason why I want you to do this is because Israel is in exile. They're feeling lost and dried up like dead bones. Their temple is destroyed. Their land has been destroyed. They are far, far away. They have no hope. They can't believe that things are going to come back. But I, the Lord God, can do this. If I can make dry bones live, I can restore a people such that I can open their graves, the graves of those far away who can come back to the land that I promised them, and that the soil will once again be rich, and my kingdom will be on earth as it is in heaven. You need to give those who are in despair this message of hope, that from death I can bring life. And he did as he was told. So there's the message of hope that we even heard in the children's message of Lazarus being brought to life. But this morning, isn't it the messenger that we need to pay attention to you and to me? The world in many places is like the valley of dry bones. In many places is in pits of despair, locally and globally. But if we, the messengers, do not proclaim that message of miraculous healing, that message of a God so powerful he can make dry bones live, if we don't believe in that message enough to proclaim it with the authority we are given by God to proclaim it, then despair continues to grow and hope continues to diminish. But brothers and sisters, despair doesn't get the last word. God does. But what he's asking of us this morning is to be proclaimers of the world, to the world, of his message. He wants us to be like Ezekiel and go forth and tell people about how God made us alive and anew. That it may be our personal story that can change the life of another. As we were gathered with all these various churches, there was one little girl at one point that I saw in tears. And she was with another youth leader and another young lady from, I believe they were all from the same church. And later I checked with the youth leader, and what it came about was she was a middle-high girl struggling with identity and bullying. And this senior high girl, who had previously cut herself, who is now 3 months free of any cutting, happened to see words written on the younger girl's arm that she had put there herself. So she went and witnessed her story. But because she had been there, she could hear the younger girl's story with a different set of ears. And she and her youth leader witnessed and supported and surrounded a young girl who had been in that place of dry bones and got to hear how with the Spirit God can bring new life and healing. We never know who needs to hear the story, but we need to be the messengers. But in order to be the messengers, we have to believe in the message. We have to be in the Spirit, communicating regularly with God, so that God's message of salvation is so real to us that we're not afraid to proclaim it. The news is all out about the movie God's Not Dead, and groups are going all over the place to see this movie. And it's about one young man in a college who chooses to stand on the message and not give in to the world. And we watch how that choice transforms the lives of others. God's not dead. God's alive. And it is God who brings us from death to life. And if you can witness to that in your own life, you need to share that story so that hope lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.